He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It is Tuesday, April 28th, and the Houston Texans draft is all in the books, but we are going back and reviewing it with our new Draft Pass feature. Yes, each day on HoustonTexans.com, you'll be featuring a unique video that takes you more inside the draft. On Monday, we had head coach Gary Kubiak sit down with us and talk to us about how he thinks all the Texans' draft picks will contribute on the field. Today, Tuesday, we had linebacker Brian Cushing answer some fan questions. So here's your first look or listen at Brian Cushing. He's going to talk to you about what he thinks he can do for the Texans on the defensive side of the ball. Hi, Texans fans. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans TV. Joining me is the Texans' first-round draft pick, drafted number 15 overall, Brian Cushing. Brian, welcome to Houston.
Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, you heard the news when you were in New York at Radio City Music Hall. What was it like getting that call from the Houston Texans?
Oh, it was thrilling. You know, just to finally get that phone call. And from an organization, I really look forward to playing for it. And everything went real well. And, you know, just was real excited to get up on stage with the jersey and the hat on.
Well, defensive coordinator Frank Bush said that you were his guy all along. Did you know that? Did you ever get that sense?
You know, I had a little bit of a sense, you know, not word for word, but it was not exactly sure of that. But, you know, from my meeting in Indianapolis, everything went real well. And, you know, like I said, once I got that phone call, I was just ecstatic.
All right, well, we already have some fan questions for you. Believe it or not, fans are writing in, so I'm going to just dive into it. We have a fan, a Texans fan, who wants to know, have you ever spent any time in the Houston area, and what do you think of the Texans?
I've never been in Houston before. You know, I flew in this morning. This is my first time here. I'm sure I'm going to love it, though.
All right. Matt Perrone wants to know, when you look back at high school and college, what are your best athletic memories?
My best athletic memories are, you know, just the championships we've won. State championship in high school and four Pac-10 championships in college. So that's what I'm most proud of.
I got to see you play at USC, so I also know probably a Rose Bowl victory, maybe the one over Michigan. That's got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, that was a special one. You know, that was a good one over a very good team. And then, you know, on top of it, the MVP of the game was special.
All right, we have another fan question from Matt Sellers. He wants to know, how will you contribute to this defense?
Well, you know, I'm bringing a lot of intensity to this defense. I'm going to be a guy that runs around, you know, all four quarters, three-down linebacker, and, you know, just loves to play the game.
All right, well, another Texans fan writes in, which NFL team did you grow up admiring the most?
You know, it's going to be tough to say, but I was actually a Cowboys fan growing up. But,
I won't hold it against you.
No, you don't have to, because, you know, I'm a Texans fan now, so, you know, that's my team right now.
All right, well then, Clara Davis wants to know, what are your goals for next season?
My goals for next season are right now, you know, short term. Come in and have, you know, the best camp I can possible right now and let everything else play itself out.
All right, we have the last question. Based on your system at USC, how do you think you can contribute to the Texans, and how do you think that system at USC helped prepare you for the NFL?
Well, you know, just the preparation of having the NFL coaches around me has really enabled me to step my game up beyond where I've ever thought it could be. And on top of it, I was used as a Sam linebacker at USC, which they see me in a similar role here. So, you know, the concepts and schemes, I'm sure I'll pick up very quickly.
And that's actually something the Texans talked about after they drafted you. They see you on that strong side, but they also do really versatile. And how do you think that versatility will help you?
Well, you know, if any guys go down or, you know, they want to move me eventually to another position, I feel that I can play, you know, all three linebacker positions.
All right, well, these fans are very excited to have you. And guess what? They're going to get an inside look at your first day as a Houston Texan because we have you all mic'd up, and that's what fans are going to see next. Now, Wednesday we'll be featuring GM Rick Smith. Smith talks about his evaluation process and his draft philosophy and also the needs that he went into this draft looking to meet. And he also gives you some pretty interesting tidbits about what went on in the war room on draft day. So be ready for that, but we're going to give you a little snippet. We'll give you his first answer. You can get the entire interview on Wednesday on HoustonTexans.com.
Well, it's always an added benefit when you've got a guy who can play multiple positions, and we certainly felt like that was the case with Anton Caldwell in the third round, and You know, we were very fortunate last year because we really played with our entire offensive line intact for the whole year. That's not something that happens typically in the NFL. And so on game day, if you've got a guy who can back up multiple positions, it's a benefit. And so he's one of those kind of players, very intelligent young man, you know, two-time captain. He graduated in 3.5 years. So we really felt good about his addition. And you know, probably the other guy, Casey, that everybody's talking about, his versatility in the sense that he can play fullback, tight end. You can split him out. He can throw the football. He's just an unbelievably gifted athlete. And even in our first round, you know, with Brian, Brian's a multiple position player. He can play all three spots on, you know, in the linebacker group. And, you know, we see him playing the Sam position to start off with. But I think he has demonstrated that he understands the passing game and understands underneath zone coverage. And he could be a nickel backer as well. So we're excited about it.
As always, thanks for listening. Back on Wednesday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston. And we're ready to play. We've got no